Saturday, October 31st, 4:01 a.m. Okay, I got up about an hour ago and I'm starting to paint on the panel, on the wood panel, the big wood panel. Man at the crossroads or man controller of the universe. Yeah. And remake. So, listening to some YouTube stuff and thinking about our situation here. As far as the news is concerned, there are some concerning things. Joe Biden's son, and I talked about this, but this is about his laptop. But this is not about that as per se. This is about the fact that a lot of legitimate news organizations are not following up on it. Okay, and some of them are outright saying that they're not going to follow up on it because this is obviously Russian propaganda to destroy the Biden campaign. Although there's not been any evidence of that, they've had some political supposed intelligence officers saying this is Russian a Russian conspiracy to derail the Biden campaign. Guys like Brennan and Clapper, who have not seen the evidence to begin with, okay, they've not seen it, but they're saying this, who have also, and you can look it up, I don't know where you can look it up, but they came out and said that they believe that, this is back when they were, the Russiagate thing happened, that they believe that Donald Trump is, they have, you know, that they believe that he is a Russian operative, blah, 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 you know, that, and, but when the transcripts of their testimony under oath came out, which was sealed, but now has been declassified, and it came out, they were in the, under oath in the testimony saying that, no, there is no evidence that Donald Trump is a Russian operative or that he's colluded with the Russians. But then, after that testimony, they came right out, and this is documented, they came right out and to the news cameras and said that, yes, they strongly suspect that he has been colluding with the Russians. Okay, so those are the people that are saying that Biden, that this is a conspiracy to undermine the Biden campaign. Okay? And so the Biden campaign understands that they don't have to answer any questions about it. They have not come out and said that Hunter Biden's that this is not Hunter Biden's laptop, that his or that that they have not said that it's not his. They have not said that those emails are not real. They have not you know, taken any questions from the media. Okay. Mainly because they understand that the media is going to cover for them. And that's the part that I have a problem with. Okay? We, in the past, you looked at all these other dictatorship regimes and everything that that had fair elections, and they won by 90-something percent. Okay? that's because the news media is literally a state-owned entity, okay? And so, you know, we say, boy, how can those people put up with that? The fact that there's no challenge to the propaganda put out, okay? And we always think that, well, it can't happen here. And that's one of Frank Zappa's big things. You know, he has lyrics in some of his his music. You know, hey, it can't happen here. Well, we say that about the U.S., but folks, it's happening here. Okay? We have a media that is not even curious about if this is true or not. They should at least be following up on it, at least be talking about it, but they're not. Okay? So my opinion is that, yeah, Biden will win, but because of social media and because of what Americans thought about these dictatorships that won by 90% because everybody believed the party line, because that's all they were fed, was the party line. But Americans are really, you know, hey, you want to start a civil war? Have Biden win and have him start doing all sorts of stuff. And some good people will start acting violently because they see an injustice. Okay? And this is not their fault. This is the media's fault. That's why there's freedom of speech and freedom of this press, so that they can come out and at least talk about these things and point these things out, you know? Because as far as I'm concerned, you know, all politicians, including Trump, all politicians spew a lot of bull crap, you know, that's propaganda for them to get elected, okay? So, you know, the thing is that the media is supposed to cut through all that, report the facts, but they don't do that anymore. So if we're going down this road, you know, hey, heaven help everybody, because people are going to die. You know, and I never thought I'd say that. Because you know, that's the one thing that the lefties like to say. Hey, if you don't do this, if you don't give us socialized medicine, people are going to die. Well, if you don't deal with the truth, people are going to die. Okay, it's that simple. Anyway, let me get back to painting. 4:32 a.m. Okay, I started to get a little hungry, so I'm gonna go do my usual morning stuff, eat my breakfast, blah blah blah, and I'm starting to put some more, I like to call them symbols or characters, on this painting, and I've got the upper left hand side, and it's supposed to be the where China meets the North Korean peninsula portion of Korea. And I'm putting in the China part, I've got a little box, a little magic box where people go in and something comes out. And I'm thinking about using penguins maybe to come out. You know, something a little bit more uniformed, even though people are relatively uniformed. It's just that they're not conforming to what the Communist Party wants. They want control. And you know, and the thing is you look to the history of China, and that's always been what the leaders' problems have been. You know, they got people that are leaders, and they're in you know, they're rich, and they, you know, enjoy all the good things in life, while the common people are kind of like, you know, not as rich. But you know, it looks like some of China, maybe not all, but you know, it's got a middle class, a growing middle class, which I guess any country could probably hope for. where was I going with this? Oh yeah. So the history is that the leaders have always had a problem with people uprising, and they, you know, they can't help but get overthrown by the people that have had it with people in charge. So that's their big fear. Anyway, so let me go eat something and I'll be back later. 5:36 a.m. Okay, I had my breakfast and did my vitals. I also put some, what did they call it? Cacao powder in my cereal and some a little bit in my coffee too. And that cacao powder really gives you a really nice buzz. It really wakes you up, no jitters, but man, you've got energy to go. So I'm back out here painting. As I was eating breakfast, I watched the little news, but you know, you just get tired of listening to everybody's opinion about shit. Anyway, so I started watching YouTube, and there's this one old guy up in Washington State, Wenatchee, Washington, and his name is Ken Coates, but his stage name or his YouTube name is Waylon Wire, and his YouTube channel is Waylon Wire's Old Iron, I believe. And the man is a true 21st century artist. You know, he's been doing YouTube for over 10 years, and he's got a good following, not a fantastically millions of following, but he's got a good following. And but he's very entertaining, and to watch him build the stuff that he builds these things called rat rods, which are, you know, they're hot rods, but they're not, you know, they got a lot of rust on them. He just kind of puts pieces of cars together, and they look kind of interesting. Anyway, so I like watching that guy and listening to him. He does some country singing too. He's got a separate channel for that. And so he's, you know, like I said, a true 21st century American artist. You know, you don't really see too many of those nowadays, but he's definitely one of them. So let me get back to painting here. 7:28 a.m. Okay, just took a little potty break. Wife's been up here for a little bit. Talked to her for a few minutes. Okay, so I got a missile coming from North Korea. I tried to make that accurate as far as what they've just been showing as an intercontinental ballistic missile. I've got Winnie the Pooh in a suit cranking a machine that's sucking up a bunch of people and spitting them out as little ducklings or chicks or something. And I was looking at this other side over here. I got this, right now it's a black man tearing down this statue of blind justice. And I'm thinking about just undoing that altogether, just sanding it down and putting something else in there. We'll see about that. Okay. 8:51 a.m. Boy, this is why they call it artwork. It's a lot of work sometimes, you know, just trying to keep things straight and try to get an idea and put it down. It can be exhausting. I'm getting tired. My feet are hurting a little because I'm standing on this one and I don't have very supportive shoes. And maybe I should just get some supportive shoes, huh, instead. So I've got, I sanded over the black guy pulling down the statue of blind justice. Left the statue. I'm going to put a tidal wave behind it. And behind that, I'm putting the landscape with the wind turbines being engulfed by the tidal wave also. So we'll see how that works. Okay? But yeah, I'm tired of doing this. 9:25 a.m. Okay, that's it. I'm done for the day. Got to go water some sprouts. Got to take the cat in that's been sick. We've got to take her in to the vet at 11:30. Wife wants to take a bunch of stuff to the recycling place today, so I've got some other things to do. And I got to post this. So I'm done for the day on posting or making posts or hitching up a horse to the post. I don't know.